Blackstone Audiobooks presents Marx in 90 Minutes by Paul Strathern. Introduction. In 1848, the year that Karl Marx published the first Communist Manifesto, there were revolutionary disturbances throughout Europe, from Sicily to Warsaw. In Paris, the uprising led to the fall of the Orléans monarchy. In Vienna, the reactionary and repressive Chancellor Metternich was forced to flee in disguise, like a criminal. France and the Austro-Hungarian Empire were the two major powers on the continental mainland. It looked as if Europe was on the brink. But the forces of reaction eventually won the day, and their retribution was awesome. The scene in Dresden, described by Clara Schumann, wife of the composer, was typical. They shot down every insurgent they could find, and our landlady told us later that her brother, who owns the Golden Stag in Scheffelgasse, was made to stand and watch while the soldiers shot one after another 26 students they found in a room there. Then it is said they hurled men into the street by the dozen from the third and fourth floors. It is horrible to have to go through these things. This is how men have to fight for their little bit of freedom. When will the time come when all men have equal rights? Marx proposed communism as the answer. The 20th century experience has taught us in no uncertain terms that it does not work. Yet several of Marx's most perceptive criticisms of capitalism remain unanswered. The questions of social justice which he raised, pressing and crucial at the time, remain with us. The cheek-by-jowl existence of luxury and pitiless destitution that can be found today in Bombay and Sao Paulo would be all too recognizable to the Marx who walked the streets of Dickensian...